the very famous story of Urwa ibn al-Zubayr, the son of Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, who was promised paradise. Urwa ibn al-Zubayr, he's a tabi'i, second generation Muslim, a muhaddith, scholar of hadith, mu'arrikh, a historian, one of the seven famous jurists of Medina. Urwa, a very righteous worshipper and scholar of the religion. And he has a fascinating story pertaining to patience. Urwa was traveling from Medina to Damascus. This is mentioned in almost all of our books of history. And during the journey, he began to experience a pain in his foot. And by the time he'd reached Damascus, he discovered that it was al-akala. Al-akala means gangrene. And it was so severe, by the time he reached Dimashq, Damascus, that his entire foot was consumed by this disease. So he entered into the gathering of Al-Walid ibn Abd al-Malik, who was the Khalifa of the time. And he said to him, I need you to see something. And he showed him his leg. So the Khalifa Al-Walid, he gathered his surgeons, his doctors, to assess the situation. They said, this is al-akala, this is gangrene, and it's a consensus. It needs to be amputated. So they brought the jazzar. That's what the narration says. What is the jazzar? The butcher. Who else is going to amputate the leg 1400 years ago? They brought in the butcher. And they said to Urwa, نسقيك الخمر, we need to give you a drink of alcohol to knock you out. He said, no, I will never drink something impermissible in search for well-being. Afia. They said, نسقيك المرقد, we need to give you then something that will put you to sleep. He said, I don't want a limb of mine to be taken away from me without me feeling the pain. I want the reward to be full. And as he was speaking, he saw a group of men coming into the room. He said, who are these people? They said, these will be the people who will hold you down. He said to them, inshallah, I don't think anybody will need to hold me down. And he began to praise Allah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. And the surgeon began. And he took out the knife and he began to cut through the skin. No anesthetic, no nothing. To cut through the skin, to cut through the muscles, to cut through the nerves, to cut through the veins, till he got to the bone. And he removes the knife and he brings out the saw. He begins to cut through the bone until the foot is completely detached. And he has not uttered a single word or flinched. Then they bring a boiling vessel of oil to seal the wound. There's no other way to do it. And they dip his leg inside of the oil and he passes out. The pain is overwhelming. Moments later, he wakes up and he finds himself wiping the sweat over his head. It's a grueling experience. And he opens his eyes and he sees the surgeons around him, the butcher, and they're carrying his foot. He said, give me the foot, please. So they gave Urwa the foot and he kisses it. And he said, أَمَا وَالَّذِي حَمَلَنِي عَلَيْكِ, I swear by the one who carried me all throughout my life on you. إِنَّهُ لَيَعْلَمُ أَنِّي مَا مَشَيْتُ بِكِ إِلَى حَرَامٍ أَوْ مَعْصِيَةٍ. Never in my life did I use you to walk towards a sin. Then during the same journey, news was conveyed to Urwa. They said to him, we're really sorry. Your younger son, who you left back home, he was in a nearby stable and a camel kicked him. He didn't make it, he died. He didn't utter a single word of discontentment. All the way until he left Damascus, and he's now coming back to Medina, he got to an area called Wadi al-Qura, and they heard him say the words of Prophet Musa. That's all he said. لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِن سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبَا. This journey of ours has been a difficult one. And then he made a dua. He said, oh Allah, I used to have seven children. You've left me now with six. And I used to have four limbs. And you've left me now with three. فَلَئِنِ بِتَلَيْتَ فَلَقَدْ عَافَيْتَ وَلَئِنْ أَخَذْتَ فَقَدْ أَعْطَيْتَ. And so, oh Allah, if you've tested me in this way, then I remember that you've given me well-being for so many years. And if you've taken things away from me, you've left me with so much more. Allahu Akbar. And I read another narration completing this one. Ibn Khalikan mentions this in his tarikh. He says that there was a group of men who came from the tribe of Abs during the same time when this incident happened. And one of those men was blind. So Al-Walid, the same Khalifa, Ibn Abd al-Malik, sees the man who was blind in their midst. He says, "What's your story? What happened to your eyes?" He said, "I was once in a valley tending to my property, and I looked around and I realized no one has more property and wealth than me. Then subhanAllah, a sail," meaning a torrent of rain, "came down from the valley and it destroyed everything that night. All of my family were dead. And all of my livestock and all of my property was leveled to the ground in one night. I was left with nothing but a camel and my youngest son. And I was attending to my camel, trying to restrain it, but it was a stubborn camel. It ran away. I chased after the camel and I heard my son screaming. I turned to my son and his head was inside of the mouth of a wolf. And he died. The wolf killed him. I turned to the camel, he kicked me straight in the face. And it burst both of my eyes. So in one night, I lost all of my money, all of my property, all of my family. And I was left nothing with a camel, but a camel and a child. And they were taken away from me as well." So Al-Walid ibn Abd al-Malik, the Khalifa, he said to his people, "Take this man to Urwa, who's just lost his foot. Take this man to Urwa, so that he realizes that there are people on earth who've suffered more than him." Allahu Akbar.